I want to focus also now on another element of the Alia Expo that is coming up next month. And on the line is Avital Feldman, who is a representative for the Israel Student Authority, which is an organization dedicated to helping new immigrants and returning residents pursue higher education in Israel. Through scholarships, academic guidance, and integration programs, the authority supports students from around the world in achieving their academic goals while settling into Israeli life. Whether it's finding the right university, navigating Hebrew language requirements, or accessing financial aid, the Student Authority plays a crucial role in making education in Israel both accessible and achievable. Avital, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. Can you start by explaining what the Israel Student Authority does and who it serves beyond the introduction I just gave?
Sure. So thank you for having me. The Israel Student Authority is really here to support new students from around the world in making Aliyah and pursuing higher education in Israel. We provide assistance throughout the academic studies, which includes scholarship and a full support system. We start even before making Aliyah. So we're there for you, whether you know you're interested or curious about studying in Israel and you just want some support or guidance trying to navigate the Israeli academic system. And then once you're in Israel and ready to study, then we're there for you with academic support, the scholarship, as we mentioned, a full support system, including English-speaking counselors on campus and trips around the country throughout the year. Really anything that comes up, we're there for you.
Who do you identify as a student?
So a student is really anyone who is studying in Israel for an academic degree. But when it comes to our support system and our scholarship, there are some eligibility criteria. We assist those who make Aliyah, so have the status of Ole Chadash, Katim Chazer, or Ezrach Ole. And of course, that if someone isn't sure what their status is, that's they're here to help with figuring that out. And so along with that, it's also important to know that age-wise, in order to be eligible for assistance and scholarship, for a bachelor's, the student would need to be under the age of 27, and for a master's under the age of 30 or 35 for some special programs. But we also assist students who are in Israel and are not prepared yet to make Aliyah and, you know, are trying to figure it out while they're on a Masa program. Then they might also be eligible for our support system during their studies.
Avital, you mentioned financial assistance. What kind of financial assistance is available for students and how does one qualify?
We offer a scholarship of up to 100% of the standard university tuition. So at the moment for a bachelor's degree, it's just over 11,500 shekels. For a master's, it's about 15,000. It changes every year, but we make sure to adjust our scholarship according to the tuition that year. And in order to qualify, it's the same eligibility criteria that I mentioned earlier. So There's the age eligibility criteria and time in Israel as well. You would need to begin your studies within 3 years of Aliyah.
What range of higher education options are available in Israel, from universities to college and specialized programs?
So there are many options, both on a bachelor's, master's, and PhD level. And there are 10 universities in Israel and over 60 colleges. And so we assist regardless of where the student is studying or what they're studying. But the universities are highly ranked, you know, worldwide. And the students can choose based on their academic interests, career goals, and just preferred learning environment. And of course, all the universities have research centers that work in collaboration with top universities worldwide. And I'll say that also Israel offers, you know, if someone's not interested in a degree but wants something more, you know, practical right now, then we have practical engineering programs and professional diplomas that can help with getting into the job market.
Avital, for students who aren't fluent in Hebrew, what kind of preparation or Ulpan courses are available, and do you cover the costs of those?
Yeah, so we know that the language barrier is a big topic, and it's, so we try to do as much as we can to help with that. So we have different Ulpan programs. We have summer Ulpan, we have preparation programs that are more academically focused, so academic Hebrew Ulpan. We also have special academic Aliyah programs that we developed with different universities and colleges, where the first year of the degree is taught in English, and that year already includes Ulpan as part of the curriculum. And with the students complete that year in English, they can integrate into the Hebrew taught courses. And so they get best of both worlds, and they get the Hebrew support, but they also don't have to jump into the deep waters. They can begin their studies in English and then continue in Hebrew. And other than that, there's over 100 degree programs that are taught fully in English, both on a bachelor's level or on a master's level.
Avital, we have the Aliyah Expo in Johannesburg from the 14th to the 15th of September. Are you going to be present? And for anyone coming to the expo, what opportunities are there to engage with the Israel Student Authority?
I'll be there, and I'm very excited about it. Anyone who's interested in studying in Israel, curious about studying in Israel, I invite you to come and speak to me and ask questions, anything that comes to mind. I'm happy to help guide through the process of, you know, applying to universities in Israel, or just to give an idea of what's out there and what's available.
And that's a reminder to listeners that the Aliyah Expo is next month, the 14th to the 15th of September. And Avital, before we wrap up, what's one message you'd like to give to anyone considering studying in Israel?
I would say that it's a possibility, and it's something that you can do. And I think it's worth exploring the option and speaking to people who have done it. And you have our full support, whether it's before you come and after you come. And what we want is for you to be able to focus on your studies and do well, and we'll take care of the rest and be with you every step of the way.
That's an amazing promise and an amazing offer. Avital, thank you. That's Avital Feldman, representative for the Israel Student Authority, outlining some amazing opportunities for students who are thinking of making Aliyah and want to pursue their education in Israel. Remember, you can get hold of her and others at the Aliyah Expo from the 14th to the 15th of September. And you can always go to the Israel Center's website or their Facebook page, or as we mentioned earlier, their Instagram page, and get lots more info about that expo. I'll be back with you for the last segment of today's program right after this.